Last year, Tesla started producing the Model S, a full-size sedan, to much critical acclaim. The Model S was named the 2013 Motor Trend Car of the Year. Tesla's outspoken CEO is Elon Musk, the co-founder of PayPal. He has stated that one of the goals of his involvement with Tesla is to reduce worldwide oil consumption. As a completely electric car, the Tesla Model S has to be recharged every so often. The Model S can go up to 300 miles per charge, which is comparable to gas-powered cars. However, there are some differences between a gasoline car and a Tesla. For example, it takes about 9 hours to fully charge a Tesla car battery at home. Road trips also require some planning. Supercharger stations on certain highways throughout the country will take about 40 minutes to fully charge the battery. These are not currently as numerous as gas stations, but the company has short-term plans to vastly increase the number of supercharger stations so that any long-distance route is possible. So far, Tesla has sold about 13,000 Model S's. Tesla sells their cars directly to consumers instead of selling them through car dealerships like every other car manufacturer. Tesla owns and operates 16 such stores in 12 states. Many of these Tesla stores are in malls like Apple stores. Car dealerships do not like this arrangement. While Tesla sales are relatively modest now, the company recently posted its first quarterly profit and has ambitious expansion plans. Fortunately for car dealerships, the law is on their side. State laws in every state require that car manufacturers sell through franchised dealerships. This means that for every one of the millions of cars sold, a dealership somewhere gets a cut. Hence, car dealerships have a huge incentive to keep the dealership system intact. Franchise laws cover many aspects of the dealership system, such as franchisees' requirements for training and service. For years, dealerships have argued that the dealership system is good for consumers. They generally point to the increased selection and superior customer service that they're able to offer because of these regulations. Tesla is the first car company to operate outside this system. Tesla has challenged the foundation of the dealership system by insisting that Tesla's own salespeople are better equipped to sell Teslas. CEO Musk has stressed to state lawmakers that Tesla having its own stores is crucial to the success of the company. He has argued that salespeople at dealerships will not have the same incentive to sell Teslas as traditional gas-powered cars because of the difficulty of explaining the non-traditional aspects of Tesla ownership to potential car buyers. Tesla has sought exceptions to state franchise laws in many states. Some states have granted Tesla an exception, which generally apply to any all-electric vehicle. However, other states, such as Texas, have not granted Tesla an exception. The question then is, are these state franchise laws really necessary? Some economists have argued that the cost of new cars is actually higher in countries that have these laws than in those that do not, such as in Spain. This leads to the question of whether state franchise laws unfairly hamper competition, though Tesla is not challenging these laws on these grounds. The conflict here is between an entrenched interest and an innovative company working outside the system. After all, car dealerships, unlike car manufacturers, are located in every state and contribute substantial tax revenue in every state. It remains to be seen if other companies follow Tesla's lead in breaking down the dealership system, or if resistance by the states hampers Tesla's success or the success of alternative fuel cars in general. I'm Jay Kasin.